Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
I feel like crap this week.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell by my sultry voice?
Yeah.
Does it sound sultry, or is that just in my head?
It sounds more savory.
Umami flavor?
Yeah.
We went off the rails. But I have something that's going to make me feel better.
What's that?
And that is acupuncture.
Mm. Point me in the right direction.
It's right over here, because this is Stranger Still. Welcome to Stranger Still, the podcast where we answer the strange questions you never thought to ask. Say your name, John.
My name, John.
Well, can you just play along? Introduce yourself, dang it.
Okay. In 1989, on April 1st, I was born and given the name Jonathan.
And I'm Deacon. Nick Wood. Welcome, everybody. How you doing this week? I wasn't asking you, John. Don't even think about answering. Leave some space for the other people to talk, okay? You think that I want to hear you talk all the time? Maybe you want to listen to the audience talk. Just give them some space. Give them some room to speak. You can tell that I'm a little on edge this week, John.
Yeah, I should stab you strategically.
You should strategically stab me in certain points on my body.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're talking about acupuncture, which is very exciting, because this is one of those things that in my not too distant past, like 6 years ago or something, I watched a video of someone getting acupuncture, and in my dumb skeptical mind, I was like, chi, meridians, acupuncture points, this is all hokum. This is hokum pokum.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
I can't wait for the hokum pokum movie. This is Halloween. I watch it every year.
There's a sequel to Hocus Pocus out. It's a book, though. Believe it or not, I saw it at Barnes & Noble, and I was like, that's stupid.
It was stupid?
It seems stupid.
Okay, well.
Why would you make a sequel as a book to a movie?
Do people read books? I wish they did.
No one reads books.
Yeah.
That's why Barnes & Noble's still around, I guess. I don't know where I'm going with this. So, much like many of my books, I had to take my... I took my idea of acupuncture being hokum pokum. Mm-hmm. I just kind of put it on a shelf for like 6 years. I never touched it.
Uh-huh.
I never like even thought about acupuncture.
Yep. You took your metaphysical eraser, and you erased the word hokum, and Now it's just a pokum.
Yeah, I get that. I got that one, John. I'm not going to be as quick as I normally am this week, because I feel like crap. But recently, someone close to us started going and getting acupuncture, and I, for the first time in a really long time, I had to take that idea down off the shelf and reevaluate it, because this is a person who, like, I don't traditionally associate them with buying into hokum. But I was like, huh, maybe I should reevaluate my opinions on acupuncture. So what better way to do that than to do a bunch of research and then talk to you about what I found out about it and then put that up on the internet for everyone else to learn about it.
Yeah.
As a podcast. And John, can you tell our audience what acupuncture is?
Yeah.
You kind of danced around it, but I want you just to stick the landing.
Gross. You put needles in people, and then it makes their muscles feel good.
Yeah.
It was like in ancient Egypt or China,
uh-huh.
I would assume.
Not even close to Egypt, but
somebody's
yes, China.
Got like a little needle,
uh-huh.
And they're doing some battle, and they're like, yeah, and stabbed him, got him right in the chest, and he's like, oh, that feels great, actually. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You cured my headache. Mm. What the hell?
Yeah. There's actually a story we're going to get into, I'm sure, about arrows, right?
About what?
Arrows? Did you hear that folklore?
No.
Some guy got shot with an arrow, and it cured his back pain that he had for years.
Is that true?
And then they decided to invent acupuncture.
I think you're making this up.
No, I heard that as a legend.
I guess you can just make up anything and call it a legend.
Mm-hmm.
So to summarize what you've said, because you put it so elegantly, people might have missed the point, which is a joke we'll be making a lot this episode.
That's the last one.
That's the last one. If you don't know, the idea of acupuncture is...
pointless to make those jokes.
Stop it. If you have some sort of pain or illness, you stick yourself with pins in certain points in your body, and it's supposed to alleviate those pains or get rid of those illnesses that you have.
Right.
That's the idea of acupuncture.
But now, hold on. We have to make it clear. If you're going to try this at home,
That's a really bad idea.
Hold on. Let me finish my sentence. The best way to do it is you're not trained professionally. You're not going to know where to go. So it's called educated guess. Take a bunch of needles and throw them in your bed.
And then just jump on your bed.
Just jump in.
Like Gomez Adams. Just lay on a bed of nails.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about Adam's Family a lot lately.
Do you want to get sued or do you want me to say don't do that?
Don't do that.
Okay.
Well, my wife got mad at me for not leaving a disclaimer on our last episode when we said, like, Kratom's fine. And I was like, well, it's not illegal, so whatever. And then I said, like, if you're taking other drugs, talk to your doctor about it.
Yeah.
But she wanted me to make sure that we say we are not medical professionals, and since this is a medical treatment, talk to your doctor before seeking it out. That being said, this is pretty interesting stuff. I don't want to spend too much on the history because you've already gone over it so elegantly. But the other problem is it's not as straightforward or defined as you would think it is. Like, in articles, I found contradictions to other things that the article had said, and then cross articles, I found contradictions between those. So it's very hard to get like a robust history of acupuncture. So I found one article that had a lot of sources, and I'm just going to kind of stick to that one, which is also my way of saying, if I get something wrong about acupuncture, sorry. Let me know. I'll fix it on a future episode, but it might happen.
Okay.
Or if I forget something important, that's possible too. So how far back do you think acupuncture goes, John?
Hmm.
That's a really good guess. You sticking to that?
Mm-hmm, dynasty.
Well, it goes back as far as the dawn of time, depending on who you ask.
That's such a cop-out.
I know. So luckily we can isolate the practice of acupuncture mostly to China. There are some other things similar to acupuncture that were possibly developed in other cultures, but acupuncture itself, as we know it today, started in China.
What was it called?
I can't speak.
Okay, Chinese. Because I thought about how gross that is today.
Yeah.
It's accurate puncture, and that's so gross.
Yeah, no, it's great.
So it's got to have a Chinese equivalent.
It's anything I say will make me sound racist.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say anything. So there's a lot of claims that it was around in the Stone Age, but we don't have like any documentation or like even cave paintings saying that. The first time we have documentation isn't until like the 3rd or 4th century BCE, if you will. And before the documentation happened, people were supposedly using finely sharpened rocks or bamboo as needles and just sticking them in these people. But by the time we started writing it down, they were already making needles to poke into people. And acupuncture stayed popular until the 1800s, and apparently by then, in the 1800s, it started growing a reputation for being hokum and a dumb, superstitious treatment.
Yeah, so I decided that I want to start making mainstream medicine alternative so that we can make it, you know, get it into more
so
hands.
So we can cure people?
Yeah, so we got to start some kind of rumor or legend, like you said, that there were these ancient tribes that would use ibuprofen pills.
Yeah.
For mild headache relief.
Of course. Or like, you know, just give good treatment different names that sounds more hippie-ish.
Yeah.
So like any cancer treatments, like radiation, just call it magic waves, something like that.
Enhanced chi radiance.
Yeah. We're just taking chi, we're radiating it through your body, and it's getting rid of your cancer.
Anti-bio capsules.
Yeah.
Bioticles.
I think you might have some litigation against Lego there with bionicles, but... Or we can just send the bionicles through our bloodstream to cure all diseases.
What is this, 3020?
Acupuncture started to dip down in the 1800s, and it wasn't until the late 1940s when communist China took over that traditional medicine started to pop back up, and acupuncture was one of those. And America didn't jump on the bandwagon at the time. I guess you can probably guess why. It's the 1940s, and communist China's taking over, and anyone who was practicing acupuncture in the U.S. kind of weaned off of it because of McCarthyism. They didn't want to have their lives ruined because McCarthy was going around throwing people in jail. It continued to pick up steam in China over the next 20 to 30 years, and then finally, this is a really interesting story, in 1971, 1, the story goes that there was a member of the U.S. press corps that had an emergency appendectomy in China, and after the surgery that eased his pain with acupuncture, he went back to the United States, told the story to the failing New York Times. I guess they weren't failing then because they're still around now. That's going to date this episode. And apparently a bunch of physicians read that and then flew all the way over to China to check it out. And they started bringing it back to the United States, started propping up, and now it's like all over the world. I guess it wasn't just isolated to the United States at the time, but there's been a lot of studies on it, which is great for our show. Because we have some science to go alongside acupuncture now.
Yeah.
Which we don't have a lot of the time. But before we go into what modern science has to say about acupuncture, we need to talk about the ancient philosophy behind acupuncture. And maybe there's some arrows involved. I don't know. I would say that in my research, a lot of people still follow these ancient philosophies, but I'm going to stick to the science side of it. You can do whatever you want, people. You do you, boo.
That's right.
That's what the kids are saying, right?
They're that's what the kids are saying, yeah.
My daughter
says it. Wait, what's today's date?
I'm out of touch.
Move on.
So acupuncture really comes down to three basic things in terms of the ancient philosophy. There's meridians, acupuncture points, and qi, spelled QI. And if you have any sort of illness or pain inside of your body, the idea is that it's caused by some sort of blockage of your qi. Your qi flows through the meridians, and the acupuncture points are along the meridians. And if there's a blockage in the meridian of your qi, you need to stick some needles in those acupuncture points to get the energy flowing. Again, it'll cure whatever you're suffering from. So, generally speaking,
they got lucky. They
might have gotten lucky. So, generally speaking, there are 12 primary meridians and 2 vessel meridians. Some articles listed out more, but they like didn't have a map or explanations of what the other meridians were. So, I'm gonna stick to the 12 plus the 2. I'm going to try to explain where these are and what they relate to, just so if you ever go to like a traditional acupuncture specialist, this is what they're going to go off of. And I found some great charts over at natural-health-zone.com, which is the easiest thing to say in the world. If you want to check these out for yourself, or you can go to an acupuncture specialist and they'll just kind of know where to. If they don't suck, they'll know where to stick you with to make you feel better. So first we have, so there's the two other meridians are the vessel meridians. I don't know if I said that. So there's 12 primary and 2 vessel. The first vessel one is called the governing vessel meridian.
Ooh.
And it brings balance to the body. And it basically starts at your genitals and like comes down and back up around your back and upside the back of your head. And it ends like on the inside of your lip, your top lip.
Okay. I don't want to think about needles and genitals, but I guess we'll dive in.
Well, it goes through the center of your body, so it's going to be on your spine for the most part. There's the triple warmer meridian, and this helps the movement of fluids through your body. And it starts at your ring finger, it comes up the back of your arm, up like your shoulder, up around your ear, and ends at your temples. There's the pericardium meridian, which works with your heart and circulatory system. So if you have any heart problems or blood flow problems, that'll help with that.
With circles.
Yeah, you can't draw circles anymore. Yeah. You're only drawing scorkles, which are rounded squares, as we all know. It starts at your middle finger. And I should say all of these are like symmetrical on the side of your body, except for the vessel meridians. They're just through the center of your body. The rest are symmetrical. So this one starts at your middle finger, and it comes along the inside of your arm and ends at your armpit. It's kind of a short one. There's the gallbladder meridian, and it kind of goes like all over your head. Like it goes up and down and back up and down on your head. And then it comes down your spine and goes along the outside of your body, down your torso, down to your hip, and then all the way down to your toes. And supposedly this helps with decision making, which I assume that's why it's all up in your brain. No idea why it's called the gallbladder meridian.
Yeah, weird. So
I think it makes a stop at your gallbladder. I don't know.
How and why?
We'll get there. I got some more meridians first.
All right.
We got the liver meridian, and this helps with your liver. So the liver, I hate using this word, detox, but your liver, like, actually detoxes your body. That's what the organ is there for. You can't do a detox cleanse, though. It's just like your liver does what it does unless it's damaged. Then you gotta go to your doctor. But it starts at your nipple, comes down toward your belly button, and then it, like, juts out to your natural waist, and then it comes down to your genital region, and then juts back up along your hip, and then from there it goes down to your toes. A lot of genitals.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yippo-kai-yo-kai-yay.
Are you yokai watch?
Yippo-kai yokai.
We'll workshop that joke. Then there's the Canadian. The kidney meridian. It starts at your neck, goes down.
Apologizes.
It goes along, like, almost, it's offset from the center of your body, and then it just kind of goes down toward your leg, on the inside of your leg, and then goes toward the bottom of your feet, and this helps with your blood and bones and a bunch of other stuff. There's the bladder meridian, and the only description I could give for this was that it is the guardian of peace. You make that of what you will.
P, I think they
know. Oh, yeah. Hang on. There's a smudge on my screen.
Yeah, guardian of P.
This one starts at your bottom eyelid. It comes down along your face and your neck and then branches off. One branch goes down along your spine and, like, down toward your feet, and the other one is just, like, slightly offset from that. I don't know why it has to branch off, but it does. Then there's the lung meridian. This is involved with the circulatory system and regulating energy. And this starts at your shoulder and then comes down along the outside of your arm and ends at your thumb. Good thumbs up on that one. Then you get the large intestine, which helps with digestion.
Mm-hmm. What was that, the thumb one?
That was the lung meridian.
Oh, previously known as the, oh, what a good boy am I meridian.
What?
Didn't they put the thumb fairy tale? Put your thumb
and stuff? Maybe. That's like a New York thing, probably.
It's an Adventure Time thing.
Oh, yeah. Adventure Time. The old legend goes Adventure Time.
Yeah, that's in the future, though.
Yeah, oh. So the large intestine meridian starts off at your nose, comes down, like, the back of your neck to where your spine is, and then comes down along your arm and then ends at your pointer finger. This is getting really confusing. There's the small intestine meridian, which also helps with digestion. This one also starts at your nose and comes down along your arm, ending at your pinky. Then you've got the heart meridian, which helps with your
chi. I'm trying to follow you, but
someone at home's following, so just imagine you are them. It's much better if you get a chart for this, but the heart meridian helps with your emotions and gland control, and this goes along your armpit, and then starts in your armpit, goes along the inside of your arm, and ends at the pinky as well. There's the stomach meridian, which helps with digestion, starts at the top of your head, comes down along your jaw, and then up back to the bottom of your eye, then branches off and goes toward along your spine, ending at your feet. Then you have the spleen meridian, which we all know helps with self-confidence and open-mindedness. And this
is a good explanation.
It basically starts at your neck, outlines your pecs, and then goes straight down to your feet. And then we end at the conception vessel meridian, which is at the center of your body. And it starts at your neck and just kind of comes down toward your tummy and ends at your groin. And this helps with monitoring and directing your energies. So there's 1,000 maps out there. You can go seek them out, or if you go to, like, a alternative medicine practitioner, they'll definitely have the meridians. Depending on who you ask, there's anywhere between, like, 160 and 400 acupuncture points. I think most people agree on 350 from what I saw in my research these days. But those acupuncture points, again, are along these meridians. That's where your practitioner is going to poke you with those needles to open up your energy, if that's what you believe.
All right.
So if you're, when you go in to get acupuncture, first you need to make sure that you have someone with experience and they know what the hell they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of sketchy people out there. So again, we're not medical experts. I'm not going to say run out and do this, but if you do, do your research. Make sure this person's not just some hack. Otherwise, you're in for a world of hurt. Because if you have a good practitioner, there will be, like, a little bit of stinging or tingling when they insert the needle, but it shouldn't hurt. Like, it shouldn't have prolonged pain, or some people have adverse side effects like that, but by and large, you shouldn't have pain like that. Typically, if you go in these days, it'll usually be for some sort of, like, pain management, chronic pain issues. And when you go in, they'll ask you where your pain is located or what other issues you're having. So according to our expert on the inside, you might go in and they'll ask if you have any, like, we've talked about self-confidence or like romantic issues or something like that, that they can also work on while they're helping with your pain management. It just kind of depends on who you go to. So they'll make a diagnosis and decide what acupuncture points they need to hit up, which is interesting because I thought when I was going through the meridians, like all of the acupuncture points would relate to the same thing, but like there would be ones that had like four things listed out there they're relating to, and then the very next acupuncture point was like four completely different things. So like one of them like was supposed to help with eye pain and swelling. That's just one acupuncture point amongst a bunch of other ones.
I don't know, man. Using needles to make my eyes feel better doesn't...
Well, you're not sticking it in your eyes. You're sticking it in other parts of your body.
Yeah.
So this was like in your arm. You stick it in your arm, it's supposed to help with eye pain and swelling. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I wonder if people use this to get high somehow.
We'll get to that.
All right.
We'll actually get to that. So, back to like what to expect if you go here. A good acupuncturist will use single-use sterile needles. So if you stroll up and there's like pulling them out of the dishwasher and run for the hills, you like they come in like pre-packaged like sterile packaging, and they should be wearing gloves. They'll start sticking to their menu. They'll line them all up and just like sort of tap them lightly into your skin. They won't go very deep, but you might still feel some sort of stinging or tingling sensation. Once they're in, they might like tap them in further or twist them a little bit to get more of a reaction from your body. And it's kind of the new thing. I don't know how popular this is, but some places will apply a little bit of heat or electricity to the needles, which scares the bejesus out of me. To elicit a stronger response from the body.
I don't know. I feel like I already have a weird like reaction to it. I'm trying to think of this as a peaceful, relaxing place. But
it doesn't sound very relaxing.
In my imagination, I picture like, oh no, it's an earthquake and the ceiling falls onto my back with needles in it. Yeah. You know?
They just get extra healing when those go further into your body.
Yeah, you become super.
Oh, that's a good origin story.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture Man. Needle Man. That's where Needle Man from Mega Man came from. But I don't know what kind of how effective like applying heat or electricity is, but as we get into the science, it might make a little bit more sense as to why they do this. So I know you're wondering at this point, what does science say? And according to clinical studies, does acupuncture actually do what it says it's supposed to do? And I'm happy to report I have to split this answer into two parts.
That's a very happy report.
Because I got to be cynical at least a little bit.
Okay.
So as I was going through all of the meridians, we talked about like how it helped your emotions or helped your self-confidence or helps your heart or digestion or whatever. That, again, springs from the idea that your chi isn't flowing correctly, so you need to get that flow going. And if the flow is blocked, then you have some sort of illness. So will acupuncture help with something like asthma or heart conditions or self-confidence? Almost assuredly not. I am sorry to report. There's been a ton of studies on this, and all of the studies don't show any sort of significant help toward other illnesses other than pain or chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
But not all hope is lost, John, because pain management is where it's at.
Heck yeah.
So I was surprised to find this out.
Patreon.com/flying machine, and I'll say hell yeah in that version.
Oh, you get the uncensored version. So this was like the most surprising thing to me is that it almost universally is accepted that acupuncture helps with pain management. Like everyone agrees on this. The Mayo Clinic agrees on it. The World Health Organization agrees on it. WebMD agrees probably.
Okay, now explain to me how. All right, let's say I'm just going to set you up for a scenario.
Uh-huh.
This is my own acupuncture practice.
Yeah.
You're walking down the street and you step on a nail.
Uh-huh.
Ouch, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like that doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
So you come into my clinic and I hit you in the arm as hard as I can with a baseball bat. Are you thinking about your foot anymore?
That's not really what's going on here.
Uh-huh.
First, I want to talk about this study.
I'm going to zone out for a couple, maybe 20, 30 minutes. But I'm sure that's how it works.
Yeah. You just get knocked out for a while.
Yeah.
So I'll explain why we think that this works. We still don't understand exactly why it works, but I want to talk about why
it's Taco Bell.
I want a Taco Bell.
What do you want from Taco Bell? Can we wait till after?
A potato griller.
Okay.
And those Cinna Twists and cheese quesadilla.
Okay, well, you lost me the last one. I could eat the first two. We'll go after.
All right.
But can you talk about something instead?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to talk about why it's universally accepted that acupuncture works. And there's been tons of studies, but I came across one great article from the failing New York Times that followed a few scientists who looked at 29, quote, high-quality studies. And then these scientists contacted the people that conducted the studies, got the raw data, and did a meta-analysis of all of these studies. And it included 18,000 patients. Mm-hmm. This is a huge meta-analysis study.
Wow. So, would you say that raw data is organic as well?
Yeah. They grow it with no pesticides.
Cool.
No GMOs. So all natural. Tastes like crap. So the studies were varied, but some of them looked at just acupuncture for pain management. Some compared it to like over-the-counter medicine. Some compared it to placebo. Some didn't. Like faux acupuncture. They just like stick needles in random places and see if it did any better than like actual acupuncture.
Yeah.
And across the 18,000 people, they found that 50% of the people that when underwent these treatments found success, compared to 30% of people that underwent placebo seeing results. So it's at a bare minimum 20% more effective than placebo, which might not sound like a lot, but that's something.
Yeah.
Like that's
decent amount.
That's proof in the pudding, man. The painful pudding.
Ouch.
It kind of sucks that it's like a flip of the coin whether
proof
it's going to
put needles in you.
So it does suck that it's like a flip of the coin whether or not you're going to get results from acupuncture. But like compared to addictive forms of pain relief, like morphine,
fentanyl,
opiates, benzos, is that pain relief or is that, I don't know.
Oh, fentanyl? I thought it's like going to sleep stuff.
No, benzos.
Oh, benzos is it's a type of car. Right.
Yeah. Like so compared to those types of treatments, I think it's that's a good comparison. That's a good result. The reason that they think this works, the one conclusive thing that I came across is by sticking these needles in certain points in your body, it hits a nerve just enough to send a signal to your brain, and in response your brain sends out a bunch of endorphins, and these endorphins get rid of pain, first of all, and second of all make you feel really good. So some people like go into some sort of euphoric trance when they get acupuncture just because they get overloaded with endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what drugs do.
Yeah,
that's what drugs do, and this is eliciting the same response just by sticking needles in your nerves.
So it sounds like what's that treatment called with
electroshock therapy?
Not electroshock therapy.
Electrode something.
Desiree had it for back pain. She'd put on these little patches and turn her machine on.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called.
Acupressure. I don't know. It's probably the same thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely, it sounds similar.
It's a mechanical version of that.
Yeah. And that I was just watching Good Mythical Morning. I don't know if you watch that show. It's on YouTube. Jack Black was on there and they had an acupuncture pen that they sell now. And you're supposed to put on acupuncture points and it just zaps you. I don't think that's going to work because these needles, like, they're just under the skin. They're, like, the acupuncture points work because they're in a specific spot to hit nerves that respond to your brain and release these endorphins, which is where like you can get the faux acupuncture, and if you just stick them in willy-nilly, you're not going to hit those nerves. It's not going to elicit that response from your body. So it's just kind of nuts. And to me, like you kind of alluded to this, it's still kind of weird that this technique is a millennia-old medical treatment of just sticking needles into people randomly, and it works. Against all odds, acupuncture works.
Mm-hmm.
And
real quick, it was called a TENS unit, what I was thinking.
Okay,
of.
Yeah. Thanks for following up on that.
That was important because I was like, I was just picturing people frustrated knowing what it is.
And they're just screaming at their...
Yeah.
If you stop and think about it, though, this is going to seem like a weird comparison, but I always think back to episodes of Ancient Aliens that I used to watch for entertainment purposes only, and they'd be like, all of these cities are lined up perfectly with this constellation, or this rock formation perfectly represents our solar system, and there's no way they could have known this without extraterrestrial knowledge or outside help. But I'm like, of course they could. When they wake up at night, they have nothing to do but look up at the sky. They didn't have. They couldn't go back inside and play Candy Crush for hours on end. Like, what else are they going to do?
A little dated, Nick.
Oh, sorry.
What's that new Nintendo RPG coming out?
Mario RPG, is that the one?
Mm.
Oh, that's old too, sorry. But like eventually these people have nothing else to do, and when it comes to Advil, they're out there like getting hit by mammoths. They can't just go back to their cave and take Advil to feel better. So eventually they're going to discover that by sticking you in a certain spot with a needle, it makes your headache go away.
Yeah.
It makes your foot pain go away. And eventually, over literally thousands of years of doing this in a small isolated area like China, you're going to get those areas of the body right. You're going to have like, there's a bunch of different texts, ancient texts on this that went through iterations. Like, I think we started at 160 acupuncture points and now we're up to 350. Like, the first documented map of acupuncture points was 160, and now we have so much more. We just make all these iterations as we experiment.
Right. 151 if you count Mew.
I saw your face light up and I was like, oh god, what joke's coming? But that was the perfect joke. You know, they just this is a little date the episode, but they just announced a new Pokemon through Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
It looks like
Nutboy.
Nutboy. That's not a good name for him, John.
I'm workshopping it.
I think they already have a name for it. But you can still send in your fan mail. But like that's my whole conceit of like ancient aliens definitely intervened because there's no way they could have known where to stick these needles. Well, yeah, they could. They had thousands of years to work with and nothing else to do.
Yeah.
What do you think they're gonna do? They're gonna do this. They're gonna try to figure out what does work. And just shut up, that dude with the crazy hair.
He's dead?
No. Dude with the crazy hair.
Oh, okay.
What do you think I said?
Dead dude with the crazy hair. You listen to it later.
Oh, okay. Nah, I won't. So the last thing I want to say is, again, we're not medical professionals, but I would never say seek out acupuncture for instead of going to the doctor. If you have some sort of illness or pain, go to your doctor first, and doctors will recommend acupuncture if they think that it will help with your pain management. So or bring it up to your doctor. Ask your doctor today about acupuncture.
Wow, now I want to.
Do they add work on you? We're sponsored by acupuncture. So go see the doctor and just see what they think before you just go seek out an acupuncture specialist. And also, I would not recommend, even though we looked it up and acupuncture sessions are like anywhere from $50 to $70.
Mm-hmm.
It's not super expensive. I still wouldn't go to see them for anything other than pain management.
Yeah.
So if you think they're going to like clear up your acne or I don't know, get rid of your warts on your feet or weight loss. I don't know. What do people go to acupuncture for? It's not going to help with that. It'll help with pain management.
Not enough needles in their body.
Do you suffer from not enough needles in your body?
Yeah.
Ask your doctor about getting some more needles in your body.
Needle pokers.
That's what we should call these people. That sounds like they're just like, they give people drugs. Like,
yeah, that sounds bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't go with that. So that's all I got on acupuncture. Do you got anything else?
No, I don't know.
You do not? Do you want to recap for our audience in case they weren't listening?
Yeah. Which is a terrible thing to do.
Yeah. Why would you turn this on, you minkus?
You dingus? What the heck are you doing? Yeah, so sometimes in life, life's pain, Nick.
Yeah, it is.
You know, life is pain.
Yeah.
Everything is awful.
Yeah.
Our time on this earth is finite.
It is.
Eventually, your body's going to wear down and shut down, and you're going to be in a lot of pain and hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to fix it is to put needles in it.
Okay.
Did I do a good job?
You did a fantastic job,
okay.
John. I think we should quickly go to a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about something else.
Ooh, I can't wait to...
Shut up, John.
How thrilling.
Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
That's the intro to our show. I forgot we don't usually do that at this point in the show.
This is the epilogue.
This is the epilogue. Where can people find us, John?
StrangerSillShow.com. Wow.
You can also find us on facebook.com/group/strangerstill.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave us a review on iTunes if you are so inclined.
I was gonna say mine too, but you kind of falsetted the standard, and I don't know if I could go that high.
If you want to watch my favorite YouTube video ever, look up
How to Sing Falsetto.
How to Sing Falsetto. It's by his last name is Mulholland. Matt.
That sounds.
Hang on, I'm gonna find him. Yeah, Matt Mulholland. He does use some foul language, but it is my favorite. And it's only 2 minutes and 35 seconds, and it's the best video on the internet.
I'll say it's tied with my favorite, which is Zach Galifianakis laughing in Dinner for Schmucks without smiling. Yeah. Yeah. It's very good. It's the best.
It is very good. Hey, dude, did you know that you can support us on Patreon by going to flyingmachine.network? We're part of the Flying Machine Network.
Okay.
Which is appropriately named website. It has a bunch of the other shows on the network, but it can also take you to the Patreon page where you can kick us some money. You get to choose the shows you listen to, and they get a bigger cut of the money.
Okay.
And if you pay $5 a month, you get a bonus episode.
Wow.
Every month from every show on the network.
Wow, my dude. So how are you going to make me want to do this? How are you going to convince me?
There's a couple ways.
Okay.
Which is to say, next month, we're going to talk about why I hate acupuncture. So, undo everything from this episode. It's not what you think. I'm going to have you talk about this head shop you always go to. You talked about it last week. I want to know all about it.
Okay.
We also have, since May, so May, June, July, August, September, and now October. Is that seven? I just counted on my fingers and I lost count.
You don't have that many fingers, Nick. No wonder you lost count. Do you want to borrow my fingers?
Yes, please. Bring them over here.
I'll give you two.
But multiply that by how many shows are on the network. That's a lot of bonus content. So check them out. Not only that, but you can also choose, if you give us enough money per month, you can choose to get a shout out on our show. And we have another shout out.
Yeah.
For one of our Patreon supporters, Jacob Ben.
Look at that.
A round of applause from the two of us.
Add it in. Wait, hold on. I'm not adding
anything in because this is personal to Jacob.
That's too slow. Be enthusiastic.
Oh. So thank you, Jacob. You are in the cream of the crop, up there with Jason Lee and Kirsty Lee, who got shout-outs on this show.
Yep.
You guys are the MVPs of our show,
yep.
Which everyone knows stands for many viscous...
Persons.
Persons.
You're just like the stars to our cavemen, looking up at you and planning our pyramids.
Yes, we are the cavemen and you are the constellations. We are building cities in your
episodes,
your figure.
Episodes in your essence. Gross. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you, Jacob. Sorry I compared you to a celestial body. So you should go also listen to the other shows on there. And next month is October month. Did I say it right this time?
No.
I almost swore on accident. How do I say it, John?
October month.
October month.
Nah.
Okay, well, I'll just say it's October.
You're close, though.
October month.
October month.
October month. I'll never get it, you jerk.
Guys, he's gotten it like 30 times. I'll never admit it. I've been doing this for years and he hasn't caught on.
Literally years at this point. Now two. So get your suggestions in for October month episodes. We've gotten a lot of great suggestions. We're definitely doing sleep paralysis.
Yep.
Which was recommended by Matt.
Yeah. We got an email from Matt.
And if you want to email us, it's podcast@strangerstillshow.com. We're definitely doing sleep paralysis. And then Jason had some good suggestions. And I'll probably be putting a poll up in the next couple days on our Facebook page. So if you want to help decide our October month episodes.
Yeah.
Participate in that poll.
Get spooked, dudes.
Get spooked. And
dudettes.
We met those ghost hunters at the Paranormal Expo. I want to actually go on like a real ghost hunting expedition. Like not a fake one like we did last year at the Haunted Corner Maze. I want to go on a real...
Oh, well, not a scripted.
Yes, not scripted. Like a real actual... And this makes it... Like I feel like I'm building this up like we're going to do something fake. We're not. We've been... For the last... What is it? This will be our third October month?
Yeah.
Every year we've tried to like go on a real... go to a real haunted location and try to do some ghost hunting. And every year it's fallen apart. Like last year we didn't get a response from the place we wanted to go.
Yeah.
Until like the day that they were doing the tour.
And like, yeah, we'll do it. It's like $300. Come hang out.
Yeah. And then the year before that, we just ran out of time. So this year, by George, John, I'm making it happen. I don't care what you say.
Who's George, dude?
George McFly.
Okay.
Back to the Future. Nickel Back to the Future.
Yep.
So that's all I got, man. Do you got anything else?
No, I'd like you to come and stab me, please.
All right, here. Find
my
needle.
Fix my sciatica.
And I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.